Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kara. How can I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. Are you with Ultra Gadget?
This here is a third-party customer service call center. We do represent several different companies. How can I help you today?
Oh, okay. Well, the only reason I asked that is they sent me this little pack-like thing that they charged me $56 for, and I don't want it because it is this thing probably costs $3 or something. I mean, I just so my question is, do I just send it back? Is that what I do?
Okay. Can you provide me with your zip code, sir?
Certainly. It's 29841. Yeah, they advertise one thing, and what I got is entirely different. So I feel like I've been cheated, and I'm not real happy about that.
Yes, sir. You stated that it's 29841.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Your first and last name?
James Hosmer, H-O-S, as in Sam, M as in Mike, E-R.
Okay. Yes, sir. So I do see that they have an account here listed. To confirm that this is correct, can you verify your mailing address?
Sure. It's 1914 Green Forest Drive, and that's in North Augusta, South Carolina, 29841.
Yes, sir. I do see that they have you here listed for the tactical bag where you signed up paying the postage to receive that item.
Where I did what?
Where you paid the postage of the $7.45 to receive that
item.
Yes,
ma'am. I paid, I took a Lowe's survey. And then they say pick one of these things, and I picked this bag, which is not anything like what they advertise, and for $7.95. I said, oh, okay, I'm fine. Then I get a bill for $56 or whatever it was, and this thing isn't worth it, kiddo. It's just not worth it. And I'm going to send it back, what else do I need to do?
So, what's taking place, I do understand that you're not further interested here with the subscription. You basically get the subscription results in signing up to receive the free gift. I am able to go ahead and have the subscription discontinued. I do want to inform you.
Subscription to what?
To the store that offered you the survey.
Oh, great. You see, this is deceiving, dear. There's some smoke going on here. No, discontinue me from everything. And I'm going to send this little bag back because I've stopped the payment. So it's not going to go through.
Okay. As I stated, I'm able to go ahead and get the account canceled here. Now, it does show that the transaction has already been approved here. As far as the transaction, I would be advised to issue a 50% credit on the charge.
Okay. If you would do that, then that I guess that's a 50%?
Yes, sir.
Why not? Why is that? Can you tell me that? Is that just, you know,
yes,
that
sir.
Doesn't, well, I mean, why 50%? I'm just
well,
curious.
As it does inform customers in the terms, it does inform customers in the terms. I do apologize if those went unnoticed to your knowledge, but it informs you that you will be subscribed to the store as well.
That I'll be what, sweetie? I didn't
subscribe
the
to
line?
The store as well.
No. Yeah. No, I want out of all of it. If 50% is all I can get, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay, one moment while I proceed to having it situated for you, sir, and I'll be right with you.
Okay, dear. Thank you.
Would you call the number on the credit card? Oh, where'd you find the number for me? Oh, I see it. I didn't see it.
And I said,
yes, sir. So, hello?
Yes.
Yes, sir. So I did go ahead and successfully get that subscription canceled, and that credit has been issued as well.
Well, you are a terrific lady, and I certainly appreciate your time.
Yes, sir. Thank you for contacting customer service. You have a great day.
You too, dear. Bye now. Now, they didn't say anything.